Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here for DetroitLions.com. And Mike, every week we pick that week's games, and I'm not going to embarrass you by having you say where you're at in terms of your picks versus mine at the Bell Tire Pick'em that we do. I'll spare you that.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm in pain, right?
But we both did pick this week a Detroit win at home versus a Bears team fighting for their playoff lives. And I want to ask you first off why you went Lions, why you feel they'll win this game on Sunday.
Too much eggnog? No, you know, I don't think the Bears have done anything special. I don't think they ran over the Lions in week 7. They beat them 13-7. I think turnovers played a role in that game. Turnovers the Lions committed, turnovers they didn't get. You know, what have the Bears done since they were 7-1? They're 2-5, and there's talk about if they lose on Sunday that they're going to, you know, blow up the front, blow up the coaching staff the same way, you know, happened after the 2000 season when the Lions lost to the Bears. I just don't see anything special coming out of the Bears, and I think they're a little bit hurt on defense. They're not the same team, but neither are the Lions. You know, as I wrote on DetroitLions.com in my great pick, I see it's a coin flip game. Heads Detroit, I took the home team.
Yeah, I thought in a video we did earlier this week, you mentioned Jay Cutler and his play, and I think that's key to this as well. He hasn't been playing very good over the last 7 games. The Bears have lost 5 of those games. He hasn't been a difference maker, and as good as Brandon Marshall's played, they too haven't had that second receiver step up. They haven't gotten a whole lot of the run game, and when their defense doesn't score touchdowns, as it has a lot over these last 7 games, they're a completely different team. And I think you look at this Lions team, you know, they certainly have their issues, especially on defense and injuries and all that, but I think being at home, this being a little bit of a desperate situation for them on a 7-game losing streak. They don't want to go into this offseason having to answer all those questions about an 8-game losing streak and how this season ended. I just like them at home. And you mentioned turnovers, 4-0. That was the difference in Chicago. 13-7 game, Lions had 4 turnovers. The Bears had none. That was the difference of the game. Lions should have won that
game. Well, look at the season, too. The Bears are plus 16. The Lions are minus 12. Now, you can take it a couple of ways. The Bears continue to get turnovers. The Lions continue to lose turnovers in the turnover differential. You mentioned Jay Cutler. You know, he's got 31 touchdown passes in the last 2 seasons. Matthew Stafford had 41 last year. The stuff I read about him is Pro Bowl caliber, should have been in the Pro Bowl. Am I missing something?
Yeah, I think you are. You know, I talked to Sean Jensen.
What am I missing then?
Sean Jensen.
Tell me why he should be in a Pro Bowl.
I agree with you. I don't think he's a Pro Bowl type quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback.
I do too.
He's got a good, nice arm, and I think if you put some weapons around him and give him a run game, he's really good. But I talked to Sean Jensen of the Sun-Times, who's going to do the opposing view on DetroitLions.com tomorrow, and he said that the pressure is on Jay Cutler. He said if they lose this game, they don't qualify for the playoffs, and he doesn't play well, there's going to be some talk in Chicago, and it's not going to be real good about Jay Cutler.
You know, I don't get into the bulletin board stuff. It's fun to write. Listen, when you're standing there with your tape recorder, your notebook, and you're thinking, gosh, is this guy nuts? But, you know, it's fun to write and all that. But the stuff that Melton said and Wright and the guys of the Bears, I don't think it means anything. But I think there's some guys in the Lions are a little bit ticked off about it, especially since it's the last game of the season. And it's like Dominic Raiola said, they got all these big-time Pro Bowl players who carry the team, and they got, you know, second stringers, basically sounding off. So we'll see what that plays. But to your point, I think they want to walk away from the season and just at least just take a deep breath and say, okay, look, we could have won. You know, sort of like what Jason Hansen said when we talked to him today. This isn't a team without talent. They did it to themselves.
Yeah, and he said this isn't a real rebuilding project either. When we asked him if he was coming back and if that played into it, this team's got pieces. I think they want to prove Sunday that they've got the right pieces to move forward. They just need some complementary parts.
Well, and we'll get into more of that in our next, you know, season-ending video next week. But one thing, it would be more of a rebuilding project if Jason doesn't come back. Because if it's not Jason Hansen kicking, you tell me who it is. Remy Martin?
Yeah. Somebody who isn't on this roster and who I really don't know
who it is. I'll take the zoology major from Washington State. That one floored me when he was talking about that.
Pre-med.
Can you imagine?
Who knew that zoology was a lead into pre-med, too? That's what I learned from Jason.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about orangutans and lions and elephants and the penguin, you know, yeah, at the zoo.
You were thinking his next career was over at the Detroit Zoo? Is that what you
walking behind the elephants, sweeping up, and all. That's what I thought. What do I know? Zoology.
Well, hopefully it's a Jason Hansen field goal with 5 seconds left. That's the difference between a Lions win and a Lions loss. Sunday.
I'd like 23-0 so I can start writing, okay?
I like that, too.
By the way, see that jersey back there? I think that should be 30, not 40, because 30 means the end. I don't think that's going to make it to you.